Welcome, Kachi.
Thank you.
You have no idea what kind of questions I will...
No, not at all. So I didn't come prepared. Huh?
No, it's just okay. So you are from Nigeria.
Yes.
You came here to Sweden for a couple of years ago.
Yep.
You have three children.
Mm-hmm.
And you have settled down a little bit in Sweden, you could say.
Yeah, I'll say yes, except for the language. For the others, yes, I have settled down.
Yeah, but you work in an international environment, so Swedish is not so necessary for you.
No, it's not. For me to do my work and move around, not necessarily, yeah.
So you work for a Swedish company.
Correct.
But that company is very international. So why Sweden?
Good question. I'm sure if I were to make the choice, I wouldn't have chosen Sweden, not at all.
Okay.
I had no clue I was going to come to Sweden. Like you mentioned, yes, I work for a company called Tetra Pak, and it's an international company in more than 100 countries globally.
Okay.
And to God be the glory, I got elevated in the company while still working in Nigeria for the West African market company.
Okay.
And then the decision was taken for me to get some exposure abroad. And there was an opportunity in Sweden, and I was asked to apply, and I was the chosen candidate. So that brought me to Sweden.
Okay. So do you do the same thing back in Nigeria as in Sweden?
No.
Okay.
No. So I actually took up a totally different role.
Okay.
Responsible for a bigger part of the business. So it was a bit challenging, but interesting.
Good. So you ended up in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first impression of this country?
I'll say good, fantastic. Because you said first impression,
yes.
Don't forget.
Yeah. There's a second.
So the first impression was that it was good. It was, you know, sane. Everything worked. The process worked. That was a little bit my first impression. I actually struggled to drive here. And I've been driving since 1998. But coming to Sweden, I realized, oh, they're really driving properly, and I have no clue how to drive properly. So I had to relearn.
That's not what I think, though.
Oh, that's the impression I had.
Okay.
So I took a month without driving and just took the commercial bus.
Okay.
Just to understand how they drive, because you guys actually drive properly on the roundabout. For us back home, it's not the same.
Okay.
So that took me a while, but my overall impression was that, yeah, it's a good country to be in.
So has it changed?
Tremendously, yes.
Okay. In what way?
In a lot of ways.
Okay.
Firstly, I come from Nigeria.
Yeah.
In Nigeria and in Africa overall, we are very hospitable people.
Do you think so?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
We tend to be open. And welcoming. And gradually, being in Sweden, I realized it was the opposite. For Sweden, you already have your strong, close group. And then a lot of times you stick to that group.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a big difference between friends at the workplace and friends that are friends outside the workplace. So despite working in a huge organization, you know, after work, you know, the friendship ends after work. You know, people want to do their personal stuff. But to give credit to Sweden, there is a very strong area that I like, which is the family perspective. I think you guys tend to stick more from a family perspective and less a broader perspective. Another thing that changed for me was the fact that Christianity is seen in Sweden as something that is non-existent.
That's true.
And I think it's a bit because a lot of things work here. And when things work, you just assume that it's by your power. For us back home, it's not the same. And because things don't work, you tend to look for an alternative. And in looking for an alternative, it drives you towards realizing that there is Christ and you know, there's someone else that you can leave all these expectations and anxieties to, which is not the case as I continue to live in Sweden.
Yeah. So what is the odd thing about Sweden? Some strange things that you thought. Not bad, but strange things.
Okay, I don't know if it's strange, but for me, the weather ended up being strange for me.
Yeah.
My first year in Sweden, I realized a lot of people were talking about the weather. And I was like, why? You know, what is it about the weather that you need to talk about it?
But there's, we can have four seasons in a day.
I know. Yeah. I didn't realize that before. Yeah. So I was really, you know, wondering, why do they always talk about the weather? Mm. I also realized, strangely, that before you go out, you check what the weather forecast is, and that determines what you wear. So you never complain that it's the bad weather, but bad clothing, you know, sort of.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
And that was strange for me. What else would I say was strange? I think basically these items.
So you came to Sweden, you with your job, you find Sweden good in many ways, strange in some ways. How did you find our church? Because you are Christian, so
yes,
you went to church. How did you find our church?
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. Because I couldn't speak Swedish, so I struggled to find a church to go to. But then I went and I Googled and looked for a church, because I was actually living in Loma when I first moved here.
Okay.
And I was looking for a church around my location. And I got the first ping on a specific church that was in Lund.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I said, okay, I'll go to that church and see how it is. So I went there. It was okay. But I just didn't feel the Holy Spirit welcoming me in there, you know. There's nothing wrong about the church. There was nothing wrong at all. But I didn't feel that, Holy Spirit in me welcoming me in the church. So I said, okay, maybe I'll try somewhere else next time. So I spent the Sunday there. And then the next Sunday, I Googled again. And luckily, I found ICF. And I checked, oh, it's in Malmo. Oh, that's quite some distance. But you know what? Let me just go and see. And then, of course, coming here, my very first experience, I could feel, well, not welcoming by the people, but spiritually, I felt welcome. I felt at peace. And ever since then, I've been coming to the ICF Church till today.
Yeah, it's a great experience if you feel the Holy Spirit leading you to a place. Absolutely. So you are a Christian, but have you always been a Christian?
Yes, I've always been a Christian, and I realize that a lot of times we Christians say that we've always been Christians, but in reality, we've not really been Christians. And what do I mean by that? Being a Christian means being Christ-like.
Yeah.
And a lot of us are, we say we're Christians, but we are really religious people. And it's until you have the, you know, conviction of the Holy Spirit in you and taking control, then you have the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are the fruits that Christ showed while he was on earth. And by attributing or by showing or displaying those fruits or living those fruits, then you can say that you're a Christian. Of course, you know, we can sin, and we just need to repent of our sins and come back to living Christ-like. So yes, I've always been a Christian, but I realize I was more religious and not really a Christian as should be.
Yeah. So your family back home, are they all Christians?
Yes.
Do you have siblings?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're all Christians.
They're all Christians?
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. Mm. They all belong to one or the same church, or are they scattered around?
Yeah, scattered around.
They are, yeah. Do you have a huge family back home?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a younger brother and I have four sisters.
Four, okay.
Yeah.
Good for your father. They had some sons. Yeah. And they are all alive, your parents?
No, my dad is late. So he died in 2010.
Okay.
But my mom is still alive, still going strong.
Good. And she missed her son?
Yeah, I hope so.
Of course she does. But is she coming to visit you? Now, it's COVID times,
No, she's now, you know, pretty old.
Okay.
So she was born in 1942.
Oh, yeah.
And she has arthritis, so moving around is not so easy for her. But yes, she has been to Sweden. She came here and spent a month.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, we had to bring her when the weather was very nice, so she has not experienced what it means to be in winter.
Not in November or December.
No, no, no.
That's good. Yeah. So how are your kids doing?
They're doing good. They're growing. And I believe God is taking control of their lives.
Yeah. So how is it to bring up children in Sweden? Is that different from Nigeria? I guess it is.
Yeah, I think it's totally different. There are pros and cons.
Yeah.
I summed it up to say that back home, we bring up kids and we make them, followers.
Hmm.
So this is how you should do things. This is what's good for you. And that's how we try to train the kids. While in Sweden, I think the approach tends to make the kids leaders. So you're told why and you're asked to take your decision. Right or wrong, I don't think there's one that is better than the other, and I don't think there is one that is more successful than the other. I think it should be a mix. But that's my view.
So travel back to Nigeria, you have done that several times during your stay here?
Yes.
So does that change your way of thinking, living abroad and then travel back? Because I hear rather many people who have lived abroad for a long time, when they travel back to the home country, they look at the home country in a different way. Is it the same for you?
I think I'll put it this way. First of all, I will say there's no place like home.
That's true.
And because there's no place like home, you know, I have been in Sweden now since the last 6 years. I think this is my seventh year.
Oh.
And anytime I go back home, I feel more at peace than when I'm in Sweden. And the reason is because I didn't grow up here.
No.
The culture is different.
Yeah.
And as a result, I'm conscious of everything I do. While back home,
you can relax.
You can you know what needs to be done.
Mm.
You know that you're not going out of order because you've lived it.
Yeah.
So you're more relaxed. While here, that's not the case because you're struggling to learn all the rules. And I don't think I know everything the way it works in Sweden after 6-7 years.
Me neither.
Hmm? Okay.
But it is a tough way, of course, to come here. You have no one with you. No big family with you to help you. But you're a strong guy, and you're doing good.
By God's grace.
By God's grace, we have to fill that in, absolutely. But how does the church help you?
Yeah, I will say that that has been my sole. I won't say my sole help, but my sole respite.
Okay.
I've been through quite a bit in my life and also during my stay here in Sweden. But having said that, one thing I have not compromised is staying away from the church. And I think the church has really helped me to go through certain trials or tribulations that I've been through. And by God's grace, through the church, I've overcome a lot of different obstacles. And of course, thanks to, you know, the brothers we have, I will say especially Brother Michael, who has really been an inspiration for me and has really you know, supported me with his guidance and his, his wisdom through Christ. So yes, I've really gotten quite a lot of support from the church. And I think that also triggered me to want to serve more in the church. Because when I joined, I was not serving. I just came to church and went back. But over the years, I've decided to, you know, because of the blessings I've received from God, I've decided to also put in the effort as well and witness for him and serve also.
Yeah. As iron sharpens iron.
Yep.
Yeah. So what kind of church did you belong to back home in Nigeria?
I was part of the Anglican Communion.
Okay. So that's a different kind of liturgy than we have here.
Correct.
Yeah. But it's still okay here?
Yes, I would say very much okay. Yeah. I think one thing we need to realize is that we don't make heaven because of the church we go.
No.
We don't make heaven because of the things we do. We make heaven because we recognize Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Mm. And because of that, we repent of our sins and we serve him. That's why we make heaven. So I have never really thought about a comparison between the Anglican Church or the International Church. For me, like I mentioned earlier, it was more about the Spirit-led peace in any church I'm in. And once I have that peace of mind through the Holy Spirit, then I just settle into that environment.
So the Anglican Church, is that a big church in Nigeria?
Massive.
It is?
Yeah, it is very massive. I think after the Catholic Church, it is the Anglican Church.
Okay.
It is very, very massive.
So we are a Pentecostal church here in Malmo. But many of you, they are coming because they want to find something to belong to, like a home far away from home. And also because of the language, since we speak English. So we have many people from many different denominations. And I think we can say that everyone blends in a very great way. That's my impression. What do you think?
Yeah, I will definitely agree. I will definitely agree. I think that has been the good thing about the International Church. Mm. And you know, I have experienced this as well from my workplace. In my office here in Sweden, I think you can count over 50, if not more, different countries represented within the company. I think way more than 50. So having that same approach with the church has been good. So you learn from others as well, and at the same time, like you said, you know, it helps you create the, not necessarily the home outside home, but more a family oriented togetherness in diaspora.
Yeah, a way to express your feelings and to, you know, you have like-minded people around you and you feel safe, you feel secure. Absolutely. The church has many roles to play in your life. That's great. So when it comes to church life, how is that when you are outside the church to be a Christian in Malmo, Sweden? How is that? What do you think?
Maybe I'm not supposed to use this word, but I'll say it's tough.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely tough because back home, I lived in an environment that was predominantly, you know, Christians. So you never thought about it acting like a Christian outside church. While here, it's not the case. You know, you are actually, I don't know if you've seen the picture where there were 12 red apples and one green apple. And then the green apple was so significantly conspicuous in the presence of the red apples. That's the way it looks for a Christian outside the church within the environment in Sweden. You're so conspicuously noticed. Because for you not to be conspicuous, you need to live the way the world lives today, and that's not the Christian way, unfortunately. So it's quite tough, and at the same time, for you to witness for Christ, Christ did not come to the world for those that are already saved. He came for those that are not saved.
Yeah.
And for you to witness for Christ, you now need to look for a way to discuss or to have a presence outside the church in Sweden. And that can be very tough. And at the same time, that's where you will find people that you can then witness for Christ to, which, you know, a lot of times is not easy. I have been involved in the sharing of tracts during the Malmo Festival.
Yeah, that's good.
And you can see year on year, you know, people are not interested in that kind of discussion.
No, no.
So before you start discussing about the track you have and knowing Christ, they are welcoming and they want to discuss with you. Immediately they find out what the agenda is about, then they head off.
Yeah. So being a Christian out there in the public, in your workplace, so that's pretty hard compared to Nigeria.
Not so much in the workplace. And that's where, you know, Tetra Pak has really been fantastic because in the company, we have... not rules, but more mission statements, and one of them is that we don't discriminate.
Yeah, yeah.
And another thing, you know, the company also company values. That's the word. And another company value is freedom with accountability, and as a result, you don't feel unwelcome in the office. I can give an example of an experience I had recently. A colleague of mine, and I will not mention names for the sake of privacy, had a situation, and then we were in a meeting, and I asked, "Oh, how was your weekend?" I think that was what I asked. And he told me, "Wow, it was a strange weekend." I was like, "Okay, I know on Friday you told me all the nice things you were planning to do over the weekend, so what makes it strange?" And he said, wow, his younger brother was in an accident and he's in coma.
Wow.
And because of the COVID-19, he cannot go there. Mm. And, you know, he went on. I just kept quiet and he went on and on and on. And at the end, I asked him, wow, this is really a tough one. And this is not something that we should leave lightly. Do you want me to pray for you? And I know he's not a Christian. It's, you know, clearly. And he said, yeah, why not? You know, so I'm not saying that's how it is in Tetra Pak. I'm just saying that the environment does not allow, you know, for you to discriminate and stuff like that. But of course, you know, I asked and he welcomed it. And of course, we prayed. Having said that, it's not the same when it's just in the Swedish environment and community. And as well, you know, you made a point earlier on, you said iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
So sometimes we also need to be careful of the environment we keep or the people we keep around us as well. Because it's said in the Bible as well that do not be yoked with unbelievers.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So it's a bit of a struggle because it's always easier to backslide than to pull someone on board. Because it's not by your power, it's not by your might that people are pulled on board. It's by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So the Holy Spirit is what gives the conviction. You can sow the seed, but the Holy Spirit gives the conviction. So it's more difficult to pull someone on board because you need the Holy Spirit to make that happen. But it's much easier to be pulled down.
Yeah, that's true.
When you mix with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
So it's not so easy. It's quite tough. But I don't have it so tough in the work environment, but in the overall Swedish environment, yes, I would say it is.
Yeah. That's the things that I hear about from other people who are coming here, that it is tough out there. Mm. So coming to church on a Sunday or Wednesday or whenever it is, it feels like a relief to come and because it's tough out there.
Mm.
We are a secular society.
Yeah, very secular.
Yeah, very secular. I have to agree with that. So, rather briefly then, how is your faith in Christ helping you in staying here in Sweden?
I think not I think, I know that has been my saving grace.
Amen.
If I did not know Christ before I came to Sweden, I would probably not have come to church because I wouldn't have seen the need.
Yeah.
I would probably not seen or would not believe whatever I hear because everything works the way I want it to work.
Mm.
I do what I want to do. And yeah, I'm not sure my life would have been the same as it is today. So knowing Christ has really helped me to if I use the word, draw the line.
Yeah.
It has also helped me to differentiate what is right and what is not. It has helped me to take the firm decision where to compromise and where not. And that's the reason, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I've relied on the church. Mm. Because having that experience of being able to differentiate right, wrong, where to draw the line and so on, I have gotten the peace of mind that I need. And that peace of mind, you know, is the peace of mind that comes from the Holy Spirit and that passes, you know, every understanding. So what do I mean by peace of mind? It has given me peace of mind, not that I have not gone through challenges or I'm not going through challenges, but regardless of the challenges, being in the church has helped me realize that there's a greater God, there's a greater spirit there that can take control of the situation I'm in. And because of that, I relax and then I let God take control.
Amen.
And that can be a very strong relief.
Yeah.
And unless you have experienced it, you will not understand.
That's true.
You will not understand. And then you rely on what you know, what you think, friends. You know, I've said I've been in Sweden now 6-7 years. You mentioned the fact that I don't have any extended families around.
Mm.
But then I've dealt well with the depression. I've dealt well with activities and challenges that I've gone through, of course, through the Holy Spirit. And yeah, I can't complain.
That's good. Well, catch it. Time flies.
Yep.
Like an arrow, especially when you are in good company. So nice talking to you.
Yep,
and
same here.
Do whatever you can, not spreading the disease. And good to have you here. And God bless you. See you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.